The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Ayin Gimel. The Gemara over here continues to explain the Mishnah. Why is it that animals, chatois, hamesois, or other karbanis which are pasul, if they get mixed up with other animals, why is it that they're not batel? And the Gemara first wants to say that the reason why they're not batel is because it's a dover sheminyan. It's something that's counted, and since it's counted, it's something very chashuv, and the chashivus of the fact that it's counted is what withholds it from becoming batel. The Gemara continues with Rav Ashi Omer. Rav Ashi says, towards the end of the Amud Aleph, afilu teimer rabbanon v'lechayim chashivi v'lebatli. Now you could even say the reason for our Mishnah of why the animals are not batel goes according to the rabbanon that only certain things that are counted are not batel. It has to be quite exclusive. Nevertheless, our Mishnah can be understood by saying that the reason it's not batel is v'lechayim chashivi. There's a new reason why it's not batel. It's not batel because it has a chashivos of Balei Chaim. It's special, the fact that it's a live being. And this serves as a source in Halacha for a big yesod that we know of, that Balei Chaim chashivi lebali. One of the ways, one of the reasons something will not be batel is because it's a Baal Chai, as a Chashivos, it has this quality of being a live being, and because of that it's not Batel when it's in a mixture. Besides for this Etzem Halacha, the Halacha in its own, there's also a tremendous Halacha that Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns from this Gemara, from the context of the way the Gemara brought in this Halacha. And let's explain with giving an introduction, starting from the beginning, with a Trumas Hadashan. The Trumas Hadashan, this is in Simen Kuf Ayin Aleph, he talks about a situation that was applicable in his days, that there was some wheat kernels that weren't yet ground, and somebody put them out in the sun, and they got full of worms. And we know it's an issur to eat worms. We can't eat bugs, we can't eat worms. And the question was, is there any way to permit this wheat to be eaten? So first he talks about if we'll select all the kernels, check each one to make sure that there are no worms, no bugs. Later he says that there's a kula like this. He says, we'll grind the wheat the way it is, and we'll be able to say that the flour is permitted, since there's Echra Gdoilim that says that it's not common that the worms or bugs will get ground. And the reason being, well, as soon as the worms when they pour the kernels into the grinder, the worms and bugs run away. So it's not going to happen that the worms or bugs will get ground and mixed into the flour, because they will run away from the sound and the movement of the grinder. And he says, Goyim say, even the Goyish grinders say that's the Metzius, that you'll never have that the bugs or the flies will go through the grinder because they run away. Says the Trumas Hadashan, even if it's true that it's not such a clear thing that the bugs or worms will run away, nevertheless, there's another good reason to permit it. And the reason is because what's the problem? If let's say we'll take this wheat, we're not allowed to eat bugs, we're not allowed to eat worms. But if we will grind the bugs and the worms and the kernels together, and we won't be able to see any worms or bugs. It will be all one big mixture. So then, it really has a bittul b'roiv. There's more, the majority is wheat. And at that point, the bugs will no longer be alive that will say on them, Bali chayim chashivi v'le bali. So therefore, once we'll grind it, really there's a bittul b'roiv. So what's the problem? Why is it problematic if we'll take these wheat kernels, put them through the grinder, and then use them? The problem is a different iser. There's an iser called Eim Mivatlin Iser Lechatchilo. You're not allowed to cause a bittul, even though we have rules of bittul, that once something was mixed and their majority is permitted. We have a whole list of rules how the laws of Roiv work, but when it fits into the laws of Roiv, it's permitted. Even when it does fit into the laws of Roiv, we have a new halacha, the Eim Mivatlin Iser Lechatchilo. You're not allowed to cause the Roiv. You're not allowed to mix something purposely and to make it be permitted. And not only can't you mix it when it had a reason why it wasn't batel, you're not allowed to cause that reason to become nullified. So for example, over here that we have wheat kernels, and when the wheat kernels are with the live bugs, it's a problem. We're not allowed to kill the bugs in order that the bugs or worms should become batel. That's called mevatlin iser lechatchilo. So says the Trumas Hadash, so even though we have an issue that we can't put the wheat kernels through the grinder because of mevatlin iser lechatchilo, says the Trumas Hadash, since he's not intending to be mevatel the iser, he's not trying to get rid of the iser, he wants to grind the wheat kernels because he wants to grind wheat. It happens to be that he knows that when he'll grind the wheat, the bugs and worms will also get ground. But being that that's not his intention, says the Trumas Hadashan, that would not constitute a problem of mevatlin iser lechatchilo. And therefore, even if the bugs or worms will not jump out of the grinder before they go through, it will still be permitted because it will become batel b'roiv, and there won't be any problem that we were mevatel iser lechatchilo, that we caused the bittul to come, since we anyways had a different intention of why we were putting it through the grinder. Now the psak, the end line of the question that the Trumas Hadashan dealt with is brought in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, Yeridei Simin Pei Dalid, Simin Pei Dalid, Sif Yud Dalid, brings down the psak of the Trumas Hadashan. That wheat kernels that got wormy, you're allowed to grind them. So the Shach says that really the Trumas Hadashan said two reasons, like we said. The Trumas Hadashan had one reason that the worms are going to jump out before they go through the grinder, and he had another reason that it will become batel, and you don't have to be worried about Eim Mivatlin Iser Lechatchilo, since you anyways have another reason why you're going and grinding. Says the Shach, there are cases there where it makes a difference which reason you're going to permit such a thing. Shach Nora permitted the case of the Trumas Hadashan. But why? He didn't say why. So, perhaps it should only be mutar, it should only be permitted if you have the first reason as well. If you also have the first reason of the Trumas Hadashan, that they'll jump away and they'll run out, and we can assume that they'll run out and they never went through, then the Trumas Hadashan, and then Shulchan Aruch permits it. But when we only have the second reason, if you can't assume that the bugs or worms jumped away, then perhaps you can't permit it. So the Shach says that lechatchila, he says that there's a difference between the two answers. If you use a hand grinder, he says, then you don't have the reason. I'm not sure exactly the mitzias, but he says if you use a hand grinder, you won't have that the bugs will run away. And he says lechatchila, you should not go ahead and use a hand grinder because then you don't have the first reason of the Trumas Hadashan. But he says, the Shach does admit that if it's difficult, if you don't have this hand grinder, you could use a regular grinder. He just says, if you do have a regular grinder, you should use a big grinder so that you also have the first reasoning of the Trumas Hadashin. What we could take out, what I would like in this shir to take out of the Trumas Hadashin, which we'll see Bez Hashem, is what other Achrayim deal with, is the second teretz, the second answer of the Trumas Hadashin. At the end of the day, we do rely L'chayra, l'fi the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach, and the second reason of the Trumas Hadashin, that the Trumas Hadashin said that if you're anyways going to grind the wheat, so it comes out that you did not intend to get rid of the Isser, you weren't trying to get rid of the Isser, you anyways were going to grind the wheat regardless of the fact that it had bugs there. And therefore, there's no problem of the validness of the chatchila, because whenever you have another reason why you're doing the act that you're doing anyways, it does not constitute a validness of the chatchila. Comes Rabbi Akiva Eiger in a tshuva. Chayles the tshuvas, chaylek kama simin ayin zayin, and he asked the following question on the Trumas Hadashin from our Gemara. The Trumas Hadashin in essence says that whenever you're not intending to do this bittul because you have to do it anyways. In other words, even though you realize that you're about to go and be mevatel es lechatchila, you realize you're going to grind the bugs and mix them with the wheat, and you know you're doing that, and you're happy that you're doing that. But since you were anyways going to do that, you have another reason why to do it than you would have anyways done it. So then that's not included in this issue of in mevalinus of the chatchila. That's what the Trumas Hadashin says. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, how does that fit with our Gemara? Our Gemara says that the reason why the animals that got mixed together, the chatois hamesois, or other animals, they got mixed in a mixture of animals, the reason why they're not batil is because bali chayim chashivi v'le bali, live beings, they're very choshuv and therefore they're not batal. Frakti v'kiva eger, if you go like the Trumas Hadashin, then why don't we say it's batal anyways? Why don't we say go, you have a mixture of animals, shech the animals, slaughter them. You anyways had to slaughter the animals. You're not using the animal yet, even when you slaughter it. You were anyways going to slaughter the animals because you can't eat any meat and you can't bring any carbon unless you slaughter it, unless you shecht it. So go shecht it. And then once you shecht it, you have that it's no longer chashuv. It's no longer that respected thing that's not batel. It won't be a baal chai anymore. Get up and shecht it. And you're allowed to shecht it because anyways you were going to shecht it with the following the reasoning of the Trumas Hadashin, that anyways you're going to shecht it, so that's not in the valinus of the chatchila, and once you'll shecht it, then it will be batil. So if you accept the halach of the Trumas Hadashin, frakti b'kiva eger our gemara is very, very shver. So asks Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Now, there is perhaps a little room to answer. And that is to say that it will depend. There's a difference between the case of the wheat that the Trumas Hadashin talked about and the case of our Gemara. That in the case of the wheat, you have wheat that you know for sure the wheat is permitted. The wheat itself is something that's mutter. There's something else there that's attached to the wheat, or some of the wheat, or might be attached to the wheat, which are the bugs, which are the other things. But the wheat itself that you're grinding, you know for sure is mutter. Every single kernel of the wheat itself, without anything with it, is for sure a mutter thing. Whereas in our Gemara, you don't know which animal. You can't take any specific animal and say, this is for sure something that's mutter. So there is room to say that when you don't count on anything, that it's for sure a mutter thing, so then the whole thing gets a shame isser, has a more of a shame isser. You have to look at it like there's more isser there when you can't look at any specific thing and say this is something that's mutter. Whereas by the wheat kernels, you're able to say the wheat kernels are mutter, so then you can say the wheat kernels aren't considered a cheftza de isura, and that's part of the reasoning why there's no problem of grinding the wheat. That's a possible answer, which Rabbi Kivega is not so happy with. Be that as it may, this is the Trumas Hadashin, and this is Rabbi Kivega's kasha. Now let's go back a step. Let's go and assume. Oh, so Rabbi Kivega says, therefore, he does not want to rely on the Trumas Hadashin. He says the Trumas Hadashin himself never permitted it, unless it's also a suffik if there's any Issa. If you have a doubt, if perhaps there was never Issa that got mixed in here, so then I permit it by saying that you're not intending to get rid of it. This theory of the Trumas Hadashin says, since you're grinding it anyway, so therefore you're not intending to get rid of it. So therefore there's no problem of Eimavali, that's only when it's a Sofik, if there's any Isser here. So says Rabbi Kivega. What's the explanation? Why should that make a difference? The fact that it's a Sofik if there's any Isser here. So there's a tshuva from the Nefesh Chaya, that he himself had the same question as Rabbi Kivega Eger and wanted to say this answer, and he said later he found Rabbi Kivega Eger says it, and he gives an explanation why, what's the difference if it's also a suffix, what's this combination, we're combining two things, the fact that it's a suffix if there's any issue here, together with the fact that I'm anyways grinding it, I'm not intending to get rid of it. So he says we know that there's a klal in Kol HaTorah Kula of psik resha, of eina mechaven, without a psik resha. If you're not mechaven to do an iser, and it's not a psik resha that you're doing an iser, if you're doing something and you're not sure, it's not certain that with the action you're doing that there's going to be iser happening, and you're also not intending to do the iser, to make the iser happen, so then Reb Shimon says that Eina Mechaven is Mutter. Eina Mechaven is permitted. So to over here, the explanation is if you don't know for sure that there are bugs or worms, together with the fact that you're anyways grinding it, so therefore you're not intending to grind it, you're not intending to get rid of it, the two things together makes it be that it's Eina Mechaven without a psik resha. So that is Rabbi Kivega Eger. Rabbi Kivega Eger says he'll only permit, and he believes the Trumas Hadashin himself only permits grinding the wheat when it's a doubt if that perhaps the whole Issa never came here. Now this discussion could be practical for the following case. Let's say somebody was making a cake or some other food, and they made the recipe calls for eggs, and they added eggs. They started adding one egg. They added one egg into the batter, into the mixture. And as much as they tried checking the egg, or they forgot to check the egg, they realized after they put the egg into the mixture that the egg had, in fact, a blood spot. So they try to take out whatever they can of the egg. They try to certainly take out the blood and the blood spot. But they're not certain that they got out all of the egg. So such a thing is really a taruvis, a mixture of egg with other foods. Now if somebody will go and mix other eggs together with it, So then the eggs will be bata one with another. So let's say this recipe, he only mixed in the first egg, and the first egg had the blood spat. He tried to get out all the egg and all the blood spat, but he's not sure if he got it all out. So such a case, he knows that Issa got mixed in. And he wants to add in another egg to make that there will be a bittul. Now, he's not, to a certain degree, he's not intending to make the bittul because anyways, he had to add an egg. He's not adding the egg. He knows that by adding an egg, he will create a bittul. But he would have added an egg anyways, even if there wouldn't have been a need to make a bittul. So this is very comparable to the case of the Trumas Hadashin, where they're grinding the wheat, and they know that by grinding the wheat they'll make a bittul. Just that they would have ground the wheat anyways, even if they wouldn't have needed to make a bittul. So, according to the Trumas Hadashin, seemingly such a thing would be permitted, but according to Bikibeg, it has to be that there's a Safik Veni Issa Kamir. So it should be a problem. So perhaps such a case should be a problem. However, I heard from a guy named Shmuel Felder Shlita Paisik in Lakewood that he said in such a case, a person lemaisa could be makel, since if it's an egg, if it's a battery egg, the standard eggs, we're not talking about those eggs those special eggs, the regular standard eggs, which are safna me'ara, they're battery eggs. They were kept away, the male from the female. So then, there's all tshuva of Reb Moshe and Me'ikir Adin. You could eat the egg without coming onto any halachas of bittul v'roiv. So it's only a chumra not to eat the egg. So even though it's proper that the person should try to take out every egg they can, but in such a case, a person could rely that if once they try to take out whatever they could, they could rely on the bittul. And it wouldn't. They don't have to be concerned about this Isser of the Vata Isser L'chatchilo. As far as that's concerned, one has enough what to rely on once they try to take out whatever part of egg they were able to. This concludes this shiur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.